Thanks for calling a new ride.
Hey, is this Scott?
It is.
Hey, Scott. This is Joe over at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to touch base with you. We spoke about 2 weeks ago, and I think you mentioned that you might be interested in bringing on some capital to buy inventory. So I just wanted to see if you were still looking to do that.
Send over the terms so I can look at it, or is it, how do you do it?
Okay, so how the process work is I'll send over the app. It's just one page, and I do 6 months of banks. And then do you take credit cards at your business for when customers pay you?
Yes.
Okay, then I just need 4 months of most recent merchant statement and tax return. Once I get that in, I can send over to underwriter. We can get your terms and options for you.
What kind of terms are there?
Sure. So have you had a working capital before?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. So it's similar in a sense. Do you know who you had it with? I don't know if it's a long time ago or not.
Oh, I work with my local bank here.
Okay. So how working capital work is our terms ranges from 3 months to 3 years, so 3 to 36 months. A lot of my customers are right in the middle. And then it's either a daily, weekly, or monthly automatic ACH from your business bank account.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then it's a set payment, so it's not like a line of credit where you pay as you go type of thing, where one day I want to pay $200, one day I want to pay $5,000 or something like that. It's set so that way you don't get stuck in a limbo where you just pay interest only. And let's see, what else is there? And then we don't give you an APR like the line of credit does. What it does, what we do instead, we tell you exactly how much you're paying back in interest. Before you sign and all that, tells you exactly how much you're paying back, and that's built into your daily or monthly or weekly draw.
So kind of give me an idea what the interest rate's going to be then. So say on a two-year loan,
okay,
$50,000.
Okay. And how would you rate your credit?
I would say okay. I don't know. I haven't pulled it for so long.
Oh, that's okay. So it's maybe somewhere in the middle, maybe around the average or a little lower than that, something like that?
I would think it'd be in the sevens, but I don't know.
Okay, not a problem. So let's see here. I'm doing simple calculation here. So without interest, you're for 24 months on $50,000. Your monthly draw is $2,083. Okay. So let's just say we give you like one of the better programs, let's say like the A programs, 10 cents on a dollar. You're looking at a total payback of a month, maybe like $2,283, something like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me visit with my brother. He's gone for today. Actually, he's gone the rest of the week, spring break.
Oh.
If you want to call me Monday, I'll visit with him when he gets back, and I can tell you yes or no.
Sure, sounds good. How about this? Do you have a good email I can send over kind of a little bit of the details and what I need for the app, and you can kind of look at it?
Yeah, it's anewride@hotmail.com.
All right, sounds good. Go ahead and do that. And if we were talking about the $50,000 earlier, are you going to be using it to buy your farm tractors and used cars, or kind of both?
Both. Implements.
Okay.
Maybe a car here and there.
Nice. And then what is like your usual like return on investment after you buy it?
Oh.
Does it kind of range?
It does. It does. I have no idea. I try to make on implements at least 25-30%. Cars, you're trying to make 10-15%.
Oh, okay. So the tractor, you make a little bit better return on that. Nice. That's good. What do you sell more? Do you sell more tractors or used cars? Tractors?
More tractors.
Oh, okay. Nice. And then do you sell that to like other business owners, or is it consumers or both?
It's commercial and farming and residential.
Oh, okay. So for your, like, the business, the commercial one, do you have, like, a, you know, like a financial arm that you lean on to try to get financing for your for your customers?
Yes. We work with the manufacturer's financing.
Oh, I see. Okay. What about, what we do is we also do vendor financing too. So if you have any kind of like decline sitting on your desk, I can try to, you know, put that into and try to see if I can get some approval for your customers too.
Send it over. I'd love to look at that.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. And let's see here. Okay, cool. I'll send both of those over, and the application is the same for both. For your own customers, what you do is you just print out the app, and then they fill it out, and then you fax it over to me, and then I just call them, and we coordinate and get the application that way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And I'll put that all into email, so that way you can take a look at everything.
That'd be awesome.
Cool. Sounds good. Do you normally get like your relationship with the manufacturer financing? How often you get like customers that you can't get financing for?
I would say 1 in 11, 12.
Oh, okay. Not too bad of a ratio.
No.
Yeah.
They're pretty liberal.
That's good. Okay, so I'll go ahead and send that over. So if you have anything you want to shoot it back over to me, I can take a look at it for your customers, and then we can follow up on Monday for your own application for your own inventory and all that.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Alrighty then. Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.